Welcome, everyone, to The Spoken Nerd, the podcast about database technology. I'm your host, Connor McDonald, and in this episode, we continue looking at all the cool free stuff you can get on the Oracle platform. In the first episode, I was going to talk about everything, but I got quickly swamped by just the volume of tools that we have, SQL Developer, SQL CL, ORDS, Apex, etc., that were all free and available for you to use at no cost. So I cut that episode short so we wouldn't be sitting there listening to me drone on about the amount of free stuff for hours on end. In this episode, I'm going to take a departure from tools and focus on some bigger picture items, all of which are vital for DBAs and developers in terms of improving themselves as Oracle professionals, but without costing them anything. This topic is particularly near and dear to my heart, because going back 20, 30 years when I first got involved with working with Oracle, any form of self-improvement with Oracle generally came with a healthy cost. You either had to pay a large premium for dedicated courses, and I understand this because in those days courses were generally on-site, a lot of written materials, the ability to use platforms such as cloud or free database products didn't exist, and so there was a lot of logistics and coordination to actually do any kind of on-site training. Those costs inevitably would be passed on to the attendees or the companies of the attendees. In a similar vein, if you wanted to prove your knowledge about the Oracle technology stack, then you would do certifications. And similarly, those certifications came with exams provided typically by third parties. I think it was Sylvan Prometric. That's a name that rings a bell. I think I did my first certification exam through that organization. But because it was a third party, they charged a premium for that as well. I also know there was a thing called the Oracle Certified Master Program. Anyone that did that generally was an absolute global expert in Oracle technology, but that involved a lot of hands-on exams in a protected, secure environment so you couldn't cheat. All of these things cost money, and therefore all of these things you could do to improve yourself as an Oracle professional would generally cost you a lot and therefore dissuaded people. But the world has changed, and changed dramatically. In particular, Oracle now has an offering when it comes to learning called Live Labs. This is one of those things that flew under the radar for a long time inside Oracle, which is a terrible pity because Live Labs is a suite of facilities to let you learn about Oracle. It started probably mainly about learning about Oracle Cloud for those people that weren't familiar with cloud, but has since broadened to a whole gamut of technologies. And it was available using the Apex platform to let you learn how these new technologies worked. One of the obstacles that was stopping existing DBAs and developers from getting up to speed with Oracle Cloud was a catch-22 situation. I want to learn about cloud, so I need to have a cloud account. I don't want to pay for a cloud account because I haven't learned anything about it yet. Live Labs solved that problem. With Live Labs, people signing up for courses would be, in effect, given a temporary tenancy in the Oracle Cloud. They didn't have to worry about setting it up. They generally could follow just a set of instructions on Live Labs. Many of the labs also use Terraform, so it was just a single click to let people run tutorials on the Oracle Cloud. But the concept of being able to run cloud resources for the benefit of your own training, but not have to pay for them, not have to understand the whole rigmarole between getting a cloud account and doing verification checks, etc., was an absolute bonus for anyone working with the Oracle Cloud technology stack. If you go to Live Labs, which is just developer.oracle.com/livelabs, very quickly you'll see there are now hundreds of different workshops. Each of these generally involves some particular piece of the Oracle technology stack. A lot of them are related around Oracle Database, but there's many others there in terms of a development focus in terms of things like Java, Kubernetes, microservices, etc. Shameless plug, if you dig around hard enough, you'll see one on database design, in particular physical database design and how to boost your database performance without touching a line of code. That one's my baby, so I encourage you to get on there and have a play with it. The other cool thing which recently came in Live Labs is the concept of what we call a sprint. Unlike the term sprint we hear in Agile and Scrum and things like that, a sprint from the Live Labs perspective is a quick problem-solving workshop. Most of the workshops on Live Labs were about training people, teaching them new things. But often it's not for the purpose of teaching and learning that people search the internet for technology information. often they're faced with a particular problem. How do I remove the duplicates in a table? How do I create a user account, etc.? They have hit an obstacle and they're just looking for a quick solution. I think that's one of the reasons Tim Hall's oracle-base.com website has been so popular over the years. It offers great straight-to-the-point solutions for common database issues. LiveLab sprints are an offering along a similar vein. Rather than being lengthy workshops, sprints are just small, to-the-point workshops to solve a single particular problem. Last time I looked, there was a couple of hundred there, but the intent is to grow that to almost any problem that we've seen in the past on things like Stack Overflow or AskTom, etc. The moment people tend to be viewing these things regularly, we'll grab it, turn it into a sprint such that people can dynamically walk through these solutions to their problems with real-world examples using a real database or piece of technology of their choice. Another 100% free learning resource is our own Oracle DevGym. The DevGym has its origins way back in Stephen Feuerstein's PLSQL Challenge website, and when he joined Oracle, we did a refactoring of the site to grow it, improve it, make it a bit more professional looking, and ended up calling it the DevGym. Why do we call it the DevGym? Because we often go to a conventional gym to work out, to get healthier, to exercise, to improve ourselves. The DevGym was the same thing from a developer and database professional perspective. If you head to devgym.oracle.com, you'll see the front page offers generally three things. We have classes, quizzes, and workouts. All of these things are free. Classes are more of a long-form tutorial, very similar to Live Labs. Chris Saxon has an introductory course there for database professionals, those who are fresh to SQL and database technology. I've got one there on slightly more advanced topics such as analytic SQL for those people that have mastered the basics of SQL and want to stretch themselves a little bit more. And the quizzes and workouts are more an interactive form of being involved with the database community. With the quizzes and the workouts, multiple people can take these things, they can compare their results. We have tournaments and championships and the like. It's a great way of flexing your Oracle brain and the same time being involved with the Oracle community so you can build networks, build communications, build relationships with people that might be able to help you when you encounter problems in your day-to-day working life when it comes to Oracle. However, if you are more of a traditionalist, then the existing style of courseware that you've always been able to pay for an Oracle is also available still, and a lot of it has become free. If you head over to mylearn.oracle.com, you can see there's a whole stack of courses there, many of which are now tailored toward our cloud environment. We understood that cloud was a bit of a confronting thing for those people that have been in the industry for a long time and had never played with cloud. There's a lot of things to learn when it comes to things like networking, security, things that you did not normally have to be so focused on when it came to an on-premise environment. So there's a whole stack of foundational courses there about Oracle Cloud that you can take for free. Similarly, there are some certification exams also on that same website, mylearn.oracle.com, which once again are offered for free. Not all the exams are offered for free, but generally if you keep your eyes open, you'll find that there are promotional periods often throughout the year where certain exams and certain topics are offered for free. So if you're diligent, you should be able to almost cover all of the cloud certification, training, and exams without spending a cent. A related site is education.oracle.com. Underneath there's a thing called the Learning Explorer, which once again lets you drill down through all the courses owned by Oracle, but lets you focus on those ones that don't cost anything. The days of every single course of Oracle being something you had to pay for are long gone. As I mentioned in the previous podcast episode, Apex is perhaps Oracle's most dominant development platform nowadays. We are switching gears to being almost all our applications being built using Apex because it's so powerful and so productive for developers. If you've never seen Apex, the first place we generally point people is apex.oracle.com, which lets you fire up your own sandpit for building Apex applications and learning the technology. But that is doing that webpage, apex.oracle.com, somewhat of a disservice. All you have to do is scroll down toward the bottom of that page, and you'll see a thing there called the learning part of Apex. Just like a lot of other parts of the Oracle platform, almost everything you want to learn about with regards to Apex is available to you for free. There are tutorials, there are sample applications, there are guided walkthroughs, and in particular, the Apex curriculum, a complete set of slides, presentations, and notes that course presenters used to give when they give paid Apex courses, is now a downloadable asset for free. We've made that available since January 2020, I think. So if you're ever looking for a complete set of course notes to learn about Apex, just search for Apex Curriculum in your favorite browser, and you'll eventually be taken to a page where you can download the entire set of course content, and it's no longer chargeable. If you would like to take that to the next level and actually have instructor-led presentation of that same course content, then you can get in touch with Oracle Academy, and that will be a paid option because we need to feed our instructors. But if you're happy to go it alone, the Apex Curriculum is another great free resource. So far, most of the learning opportunities I've mentioned are about doing things on the Oracle Cloud. Not necessarily about the Oracle Cloud, but often things like Live Labs will do the course content using a cloud platform. It's the easiest way to do it. But I know there's many Oracle professionals out there that love to really get their hands dirty, as the saying goes. They would much rather have the software themselves. They want to install it themselves. They want to configure it themselves. They want to explore the ins and outs of whatever technology platform they want to learn. Even in this scenario, we've got plenty of free options available to you. If you go to oracle.com and search for any of the software downloads, you'll find that almost all the Oracle software is downloadable for free. I want to stress that does not mean the usage of it is completely free. There are some fairly rigorous license definitions there that you need to observe. But in the main, most of the Oracle software you can download is free for your use in terms of an investigative approach, in terms of learning how it works, learning what to do with it, learning what opportunities it might open up to you. When the time comes and you start building applications for genuine commercial use, then there's license fees and the normal processes that need to apply. But in terms of just bringing yourself up to speed, the vast majority of Oracle software is downloadable for you to use for your own personal development use. If you're unfamiliar with the site, you can head over to edelivery.oracle.com and you'll see there is a vast swathe of Oracle software that you can download and use for those investigative purposes. Once again, I stress, read those license restrictions to make sure you're not in breach of any license. I must admit, when I tell people about the ability to download Oracle product software to run on their own machines at home, the general response I get is, "Hey Connor, I run Windows or I run Mac at home, and just about everything that I run in the commercial enterprise space for Oracle will typically run on Linux. I'm not the kind of person that runs Linux at home. I'm not that geeky. What am I going to do about it?" Well, the first thing I would say is Oracle runs fine on the Windows platform as well. Most people who have been to my office hour sessions know that I run lots of demos throughout my office hours, and all my machines are running Oracle Database on Windows for those demos. The counter argument to that, obviously, is that people say, "Well, my Windows machine at home or my Mac at home is designed for home use. I don't want to have a big whopping database running on it. Who knows what kind of resource impact it'll have on my machine when I'm not learning about the Oracle platform." For that, one of the things I've often recommended to people who have a genuine interest in running a database at home or running a platform at home on Oracle, given that a lot of this stuff is free, is to actually have your own server at home. People balk at that. They think, "Well, there's no way I'm going to go spend tens of thousands of dollars like my company does on servers." But you don't need to be an enterprise level server offering to run Oracle technology at home. One of the things I did many years ago when I was running a lot of databases at home is I went out to eBay or any website that has auctions of hardware and thought, what would it cost for me to spec up a fairly rigorous database server? And to bring that up to date, I redid the same searches just before recording this podcast. On eBay, I had a look. I could find a refurbished Dell server with 32 gigs of RAM and 12 terabytes of storage for $800 Australian dollars. In US dollars, that would be at $500. So for $500, I've got a very nicely specced Oracle database machine there. On that same website, the same seller who was doing that offered a similar machine with 64 gig of RAM and 50 terabytes of hard disk for $1,200 Australian dollars, or about $900 US. So if I was a serious Oracle professional and I had a vested interest in running a lot of databases at home, maybe lots of different versions, lots of different operating systems, I just wanted a big machine in which I could test all sorts of scenarios. For literally less than $1,000, I could have a very serious server for building and playing with Oracle technology. For those of us who are the uber geeks that love tinkering at the OS level and the database level and the software level, then that's a perfect solution. Very cost effective, and then I can run all those cool Oracle pieces of technology on it. If, however, you're more just, I need a database or I need a software platform or I need some tools for free that I can really just do some learning on, well, one of the issues with having your own software stack on your own machine at home is, what if you mess it up? What if I'm trying to do some database recovery as a learning exercise and I totally hose my database? If I'm trying to learn about database recovery and I've just broken my database, well, maybe I don't have the knowledge or skills yet to recover that database. That would be a pity. Learning new pieces of technology, whether it be database or software or development, means the occasional successes, the occasional bit of progress, but lots and lots of failures, lots of stumblings. That's how we learn. What we really need in terms of a learning environment that we're running on our own machine is something that would make recovering the OS in case I mess it up trivial, recovering the database in case I mess it up trivial, recovering the software, the Oracle software, if I totally mess it up trivial. And Oracle has a free solution for that as well. We have a product called VirtualBox. If you've never seen VirtualBox, it's an ability to run virtual machines on your own machine. Because the entire environment runs virtually, the entire machine is typically just one or two files on your host machine. If I want to back up an entire machine running in VirtualBox, I simply shut that machine down through the VirtualBox interface and copy those files somewhere else. If I want to clone that machine so I have a second copy of it, once again, that's the one-click command. It just copies those files. VirtualBox even allows you to do thin clones. So if I want to do an experiment on a machine, I can take a thin, sparse copy of it so it's not an entire copy of all the files, do my experimenting on it, and then throw that away if I want to. VirtualBox makes the concept of experimenting in complete safety much, much more attractive to anyone wanting to learn about the Oracle database or Oracle technology. Another great free thing with VirtualBox is you don't have to do all the heavy lifting. If I was building a machine from scratch, whether it's a real machine or a virtual machine, to say run the Oracle database, then obviously I need to get a Linux distribution maybe and install Linux. Then I have to get an Oracle database software and install that, and then I get the Oracle database and build one itself, then maybe install Apex, maybe install Ords, etc. Because VirtualBox machines are just a big flat file that can run on your own machine, we've done a lot of the heavy lifting for you if you just want to get up and running with Oracle technology. I'll put the link in the show notes, but we have some pre-built VirtualBox VMs that you can simply download. We have one for developers, one for database professionals, and some others as well. So if you want to, say, learn about the Oracle database, you can simply download one of our pre-built VMs, which will have the operating system configured correctly. It'll have the database installed and the software installed, and the database is ready to go. You simply import that machine into your VirtualBox environment on your own home machine, start it up, and there you go. You've got a database for playing. We have had so much interest in these pre-built VMs that over on the Oracle GitHub site now, we have a whole stack of Vagrant projects, which can literally give you almost any version of the database, almost any version of all of our products available as pre-built VMs for you to build and experiment with. The beauty of offering these via Vagrant on our GitHub site is literally it's a two-line command typically to get one of these pre-built VMs up and running. You simply clone the Vagrant box from the GitHub site and you run Vagrant up. The first time it's run, it works out. Oh yes, I'm building a machine from scratch and it'll do all the work required. And then from the second time onwards that you start that machine, it's already built and it just up it pops. One thing I do want to note to anyone listening though about the VirtualBox environment is when you are using VirtualBox, you'll be prompted for a thing called the extension pack. Do you want to install the extension pack, which has some additional facilities in your VirtualBox machines, things like USB support, etc.? The extension pack is not a free component. That is a licensable component. And that's one of the things that you need to be a little bit careful of. With VirtualBox, it'll just simply pop up a dialogue saying, hey, do you want to install the extension pack? If you choose yes, it'll present you a license agreement. And as I know, most people, when they see a terms and conditions or license agreement, they simply scroll down the bottom and hit, yep, we're good. But be aware, the extension pack is a chargeable product. So if you've got a VirtualBox environment, or you've taken the plunge and bought yourself a little home server, or you've just got a nice big home PC and you're ready to start exploring with the Oracle technologies, what are the kind of database platforms you could use without having to spend any money? Obviously, MySQL is an open source product. You could use that. However, you've probably heard of the MySQL HeatWave technology we've got. Yes, you can even try that for free. You can do that on a free trial. there's a MySQL community server. You can also use that for free. If MySQL is not your thing, you may have heard about Oracle Coherence. Coherence is a separate product running inside the Oracle technology stack. Well, there's also a Coherence Community Edition. Once again, a variant of the commercial offering that you can use for free. Coherence is a great technology for building microservices. Speaking of microservices, you may have heard of the FN project, fnproject.io. That is something that is backed by Oracle and once again is a set of free facilities for functional programming. Maybe you're tired of relational database technology. Maybe you've swallowed the NoSQL Kool-Aid. There's a Oracle NoSQL Community Edition of their commercial database. You can use a NoSQL database for free as well. Maybe you're into memory-based databases. You might have heard about Oracle Times 10, one of the fastest OLTP databases out there because it's a RAM-based facility with disk backup. You can also get a free Times 10 version of the database, a community edition, so to speak. In the same way that we offer an Express Edition for the relational database, which is free, you can also have a free Times 10 Express Edition. By the way, if you've never heard about Times 10, when it comes to transactions per second and people saying, ah, yes, well, relational databases can't scale, just by way of note, Times 10 has facilities where they've got benchmarks running at 50 million transactions per second. Not thousands of transactions per second, millions of transactions per second. Doug Hood, a good friend of mine here in Oracle, is probably the world's foremost expert on Times 10. So if you search for his name and you have an interest in Times 10, you can reach out to him and I'm sure he'll give you some good knowledge and options for learning more about Times 10. But bringing it back to my favorite database, the Oracle Relational Database, then yes, we have a free version of that as well. We have the Oracle Express Edition, or now called Database Free, from 23C onwards. That is a 100% free product. Unlike some of the other things I've spoken about today in terms of being free for use for personal development or for trials or education, Oracle Database Express Edition is a genuine free product that you can use however you like. Let me quote you a couple of bits and pieces from the license agreement that you click on when you download Express Edition. It says, "We grant you a non-exclusive, non-transferable license to use the programs for developing, prototyping, and running your applications. You can distribute the database with your applications. You can distribute the database to provide third-party demonstrations or do training. You can copy and distribute the programs." That's a formal way of saying, do whatever you want with this and you are covered. The Express Edition is literally your database to do whatever you want with and to benefit from commercially however you see fit. As most of us know, we have some restrictions because we don't want to give all of our database technology away for free. Someone's going to pay my salary, hopefully. I'm not a fan of all this free stuff at all. I'm just kidding. Express Edition comes with 12 gigabytes of data, a couple of gigabytes of RAM, two CPU threads, and an unlimited number of pluggable databases, as many as you can fit in that storage. That might seem like a big restriction, but to give you a classic example, the AskTom database, one of the busiest websites in Oracle, is currently about 5 gigs in size. It's amazing what you can fit in a 12 gigabyte user data footprint. You may be thinking to yourself, ah, well, I used Oracle Express Edition back in version 11, and as well as the storage and memory restrictions, it was feature hobbled. Is that still the case with more recent versions? And the answer to that is no. When you use Express Edition nowadays, in effect, you're getting Enterprise Edition plus almost all of the other extra cost options for free. To give you just a hint of what you get in Express Edition that you might normally have to pay more for if you're running a commercial version of the Oracle database, let me rattle off a few of the things that are sitting inside it that won't cost you a cent. This is going to take a big breath. You get multi-tenant, SQLJ, online index rebuild, online table reorg, online table redefinition, trial recovery, fast start recovery, flashback table, query database, advanced queuing, network compression, client-side result cache, server-side result cache, adaptive plans in memory aggregation, attribute clustering, encryption, tables-based encryption, advanced security option, database vault label security, Active Directory users, privilege analysis, real application security, data redaction, virtual private database, spatial graph partitioning, advanced analytics, advanced compression, advanced index compression, transportable table spaces, and of course, materialized views and query rewrite. All of those things, many of which are normally an additional license on top of an Enterprise Edition license, are completely included in Express Edition for zero cost. The power you get with Express Edition continues to blow my mind every time we release a version of it. And when it comes to database platforms for free with incredible power in them, there's one that stands out above all others, and that is our autonomous free database. It's sort of unfortunate that when we first launched our free services on Oracle Cloud, we perhaps didn't market it well in the sense that we wanted to let people try everything on our Oracle Cloud. So when you signed up for the free services, we gave you a set of services which were free for you forever, plus a free trial of every single other thing as well. People often confuse that with, oh, that means I'm only getting a trial for everything. But there's a whole stack of things you got for free. In particular, when you sign up for a free autonomous database, which is yours free forever, you get two autonomous databases, each up to 20 gigabytes. You get two VMs, each of a gigabyte in memory each, so you can run things like Ords or Apex, etc. Not that you would need it, because that's included for free in your autonomous database. You get 100 gigabytes of block storage, plus you get a load balancer and some network shaping as well. So you get these enormous set of facilities, a complete cloud environment for free. And that is just me focusing on the things pertaining solely to databases. The actual list of free resources you get when you have an always free cloud account includes Intel instances if you want, AMD instances, Ampere instances, public IP addresses for your compute instances, you get block volumes, object storage, you get encryption, you get resource manager, access to Terraform, you can have a NoSQL database if you want, you can have virtual cloud networking, site-to-site VPNs, plus you get a lot of metrics if you actually wanted to run a production environment on your free autonomous database. You get performance monitoring, you get dashboards, you get HTTP notifications, free emails, you get service connector hubs, you get 10 terabytes of outbound data per month, plus Bastion and logging services. All of those things you get for free to build entire cloud applications and environments, all for free, and not a free trial, but free forever. Free autonomous is one of the things I often keep laboring because I spend a lot of my day on Twitter, and one of the things I always find really distressing is when you see people posting on Twitter going, help, 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 I've just got this random bill from AWS or something else saying I was using some egress that I was unaware of and I've just been hit with a $20,000 bill. A lot of people like dumping on Amazon because of that. I don't want to be that kind of person, but it does worry me that people who are trying to learn about technology, whether it's on Google, Azure, Oracle, AWS, there's nothing more disenchanting to anyone who's keen on technology than being slugged with a bill that they were not expecting to receive. Even if you're not a database professional, getting free cloud credits on Oracle Cloud can be used in all sorts of other ways. I recently saw a YouTube video, and I'll put a link in the show notes, where someone created an Oracle Cloud account, but they simply used it to create VMs. They then installed some virtual networking with secure shell access, put a firewall in place, created a domain name, threw in the LAMP stack, MySQL and PHP, and put WordPress on top of it. You could actually host your blogging site for free using Oracle Cloud free cloud accounts. Similarly, going back a few years, Todd Sharp, who used to work for Oracle, now I think he works for Twitch, did a lovely blog post where he used the free VMs plus some virtual networking to build a Minecraft server running for free on the Oracle Cloud. Once you have so much power in these free facilities, there's an enormous amount of opportunities that you could actually fire up. And one of the real benefits I think people don't realize is when you do have a free autonomous cloud database, it's looked after for you. When I first created an autonomous database on the Oracle Cloud, I remember logging in, it said, yes, you're on version 19.8 of the database. And I thought nothing of it. But recently when I logged back in, it said, you're now on 19.22. I don't recall doing any patching. In fact, I did no patching. I was even unaware that the system was being patched. That's the beauty of having a free database on a cloud account. Someone else is looking after all those regular patching activities for me. And let me finish off with talking to the people on this podcast who are already Oracle users. Maybe you already know about all the tools that are free. Maybe you're not looking to learn new technology. You're not looking at live labs and things like that. You've just got existing database licenses and you're going, well, what's in this for me? Even for you, we've got some free things to give you. One of the coolest pieces of technologies I've seen in the last decade from Oracle is the in-memory option. I literally cannot remember a customer demo I've given where I show them the in-memory feature and at the end of it they go, wow. They're absolutely blown away by the performance benefits you get. However, we then say, and this is what the license cost is for in-memory, and sometimes they change their mind. Which is a pity because there is so much goodness in the in-memory feature. To address that, we have an in-memory subset that everyone gets access to. If you're on 19C on one of the later RUs, you can have up to 16 gigabytes of in-memory for free. Now, I know people say, oh, 16 gigabytes is nothing nowadays, but we've worked with customers where we're doing things like moving their most active partitions in large tables into this 16 gigabytes of memory area. Remember that data goes into the in-memory area in a compressed form. So 16 gigabytes of in-memory space might end up being 30 or so gigabytes of data that you could squeeze in there. For example, this month partition or this week's partition, and you want to allow ad hoc query on it, then moving subsets of tables into a free in-memory area can be a dramatic performance boost. Along similar lines is the multi-tenant option. So much goodness in this facility when it comes to the ability to clone PDBs, have them refreshable, do hot cloning, PDB level data guard, common user accounts, application containers, etc. Lots of fantastic facilities there, but people were initially hesitant to adopt it because you had to pay a license fee for it. However, now from 19C onwards, you can have up to 3 pluggable databases without having to pay a multi-tenant license. 3 might seem a significant limitation, but when you combine, for example, pluggable database with, say, Express Edition, you could do something like have a 3 pluggable development main database and unplug those databases and dispatch them out to developers running their own version of Express Edition once again for free. If that style of development methodology, where developers want private sandboxes to run databases, appeals to you, there's Docker as well. And yes, you can run, for example, Docker containers with the Oracle database using Express Edition. To wrap up this episode, I thought I'd share a real example of the benefit of free Oracle technology. Some years ago, my partner Genevieve registered on a volunteer register. Organizations around Western Australia would put entries on this website saying, we need some help in the following areas. It might be a handyman, it might be any other thing like that. And Genevieve found an organization called Riding for the Disabled, an organization that provides free horse riding for kids with learning or physical disabilities. The request they put on the volunteer register was, we are having all sorts of trouble managing our books in terms of the list of people who are volunteers, the list of children who are attending, the horses, the care and feeding the horses, etc. We have it in Excel spreadsheets and Word documents and post-it notes, whatever. We're looking for someone to come help us manage all this and get it into some sort of order. Genevieve, who is a big fan of horses, said, this sounds like a great job for Apex. And so she spent a number of weeks on the weekends with this organization, and with my assistance at the database level, she built an Apex application that they could use to manage all the people involved with the company. This was pre-cloud, so we grabbed one of their spare PCs, put Oracle Express Edition on it, run Apex over the top of it, bought them a secondary hard drive and ran our RMAN backups to a second disk to make sure that they wouldn't lose anything, and we simply ran it on their internal network of just 4 or 5 PCs at their organization. We used to keep in regular touch with the organizers, and some years later they told us that their system was now being replaced with a bigger system that ran throughout all of WA government. But funnily enough, they reached out to us and said, you know, we really miss that application because it was much more tailored toward our personal needs. So free Oracle technology doesn't just have to be something that might help you personally on your career path. You could also exploit it to help others as well. On that note, I think we'll wind up this episode. I hope you enjoyed the plethora of free technology we have in the Oracle technology space, and I hope this puts finally to bed the concept of Oracle are only out to make money. Like all companies, Oracle is a commercial venture. However, we understand the need to offer free services such that people can prosper with their own personal skill sets, which ultimately benefits both the customers of Oracle and Oracle themselves.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. The music credit goes to Zanman from Pixabay Music.